it till I put her down. Chapter 59. Last Vote. I limped into the common room at what was left of Blue Willie, the lady supported under one arm, bow used as a crutch. The ankle was killing me. I had thought it almost healed. I deposited the lady in a chair. She was weak and pale, and only about half conscious, despite the best One Eye and I could do. I was determined not to let her out of my sight. Our situation was still fraught with peril. Her people no longer had any reason to be nice, and she was at risk herself, probably more from herself than from Raven or my comrades. She had fallen into a state of complete despair. "Is this all?" I asked. Silent, Goblin, and One-Eye were there, and Otto the Immortal, wounded, as always after a company action, with his eternal sidekick, Hagop. A youngster named Mergen, our standard-bearer, three others from the company, and Darling, of course, seated beside Silent. She ignored the lady completely. Raven and Case were back by the bar, present without having been invited. Raven wore a dark look, but seemed to have himself under control. His gaze was fixed on Darling. She looked grim. She had rebounded better than the lady, but she had won. She ignored Raven more assiduously than she did the lady. There had been a showdown between them, and I had overheard his half. Darling had made very clear her displeasure with his inability to handle emotional commitment. She had not cut him off. She had not banished him from her heart, but he was not redeemed in her eyes. He then had said some very unkind things about Silent, whom it was obvious she held in affection, but nothing deeper. And that had gotten her really angry. I had peeped then, and she had gone on in great length and fury about not being a prize in some men's game, like a princess in some dopey fairy tale where a gang of suitors ride around doing stupid and dangerous things vying for her hand. Like the lady, she had been in charge too long to accept a standard female role now. She was still the white rose inside. So Raven was not so happy. He had not been shut out, but he had been told he had a long way to go if he wanted to lay any claims. The first task she had given him was righting himself with his children. I halfway felt sorry for the guy. He knew only one role, hard guy, and it had been stripped away. One Eye interrupted my thoughts. "This is it, Croker. This is all. Going to be a big funeral." It would. "Shall I preside as senior officer surviving, or do you want to exercise your prerogative as oldest brother?" "You do it." He was in no mood to do anything but brood. Neither was I, but there were 10 of us still alive, surrounded by potential enemies. We had decisions to make. "All right. This is an official convocation of the Black Company, last of the free companies of Katovar. We've lost our captain. First business is to elect a new commander. Then we have to decide how we're going to get out of here. Any nominations?" "You."